Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, wherever you are in this glorious wet world of ours. I say wet because it's still raining. It's not much of a summer, unfortunately, but hey-o. I will talk a bit about the weather and what my theories are on what's going on with the planet. But I'm your host, Nick Humphries. Welcome to Nick Humphries Medium Show here on Mike Spirit FM at Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I have got an announcement about a fantastic competition that's going to come your way, but I'll go into more detail about that in a little while. Obviously, the numbers that you need to call, okay, to get into a show, to have a free reading, is 760-283-4611. That's for the US callers, okay? For everywhere else, it's 001-760-283-4611. Bear in mind, it's a chargeable number, okay? I don't know how much it costs, but it's a chargeable number. If you want to call the show, you can do free of charge via Skype, which is blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Okay, I'll repeat that during the show. But also, if you've got a question, a nagging question about spirituality or about how does mediumship work and how do we get to develop and stuff, all this sort of stuff, please drop me a line. Okay, info@nick-humphries.com. Okay, or message me through Facebook at International Medium Nick Humphries. And I'll answer your queries, live on air, if I can. If I know the answer, I'll definitely give you an answer. If I don't, I'll just say, do you know what, I don't know the answer to that. I'll have to look it up. I'll have to go and talk to Spirit and see what they say. It's just one of those things. Also, other things that have been going on around me, I've got a trance mediumship workshop. I'm out of breath, I'm walking around too much. This weekend, okay, it's actually on this Saturday. I'm holding it at my house. It's a very powerful day. It's a knowing and understanding how spirit can work very closely with us, getting to understand how it feels to have them work with us, and it's physical. We do physical stuff with me with the trance, okay? So it's where spirit will use your energy to be able to come through and show themselves physically in a physical form and talk in a physical form, and maybe pass stuff through from the spirit world, which is called an apport, which is where they have an object that they have in the spirit world that you used to have on the earth plane, and then they pass it back through the veil. So it's a really interesting weekend. If you want to come, okay, you can. It's spread over two weekends. It's this weekend and then the 4th of next month as well. And it's a great day. It's quite cheap, okay? You could be a day student or you could pay for the 2 days. You get a bit discount if you pay for the 2 days, which is great fun. And also, if you go to my website, www.nick-humphries.com, you will see the tour that I'm doing. The tour is meant to be just a few shows. It's now increasing to more shows, which is fantastic. I love it. And also, the more shows are being added very soon. Just waiting for a couple more confirmation dates to come through, and I'll be allocating those on there as well. Also, I want to mention this as well, that I am available. I didn't know if I've mentioned this before. I am available for charity events. Okay, I will do a charity event to help you raise money. So if you want to book me to come along and do a few readings or stand up in front of a crowd of people and give messages from loved ones, I will do, absolutely free of charge. Obviously, as long as it's not too far, because I love raising money for charities. And sometimes, people see that, you've got to be seen to be doing something for charity in public. Actually, you don't. There's a lot of stuff that you can do for charity from your sofa, which myself and my good wife do, and pretty much nearly every day. But as I say, I am here. If you want to book me for a charity event, please do get in contact. We can sort details out. My wife's sniggering in the corner at a joke on the laptop, I think. So, no, it's all right. And also, this competition. Okay, drum roll, please. I haven't got a drum. Okay, it's not really a drum. That's more of a do-do-do-do-do-do that my wife's doing. right, so this competition, okay, I have been given, okay, I will be doing the competition as from next week. I'm just getting confirmation, okay, that I can start the competition next week. But I know I have been allocated, okay, 6 pairs of tickets. 6 pairs of tickets. And I won't be giving away all on one night. I'll be spreading it over, okay, to go and see Derek Acora and Colin Fry in Cardiff. I can't wait. I so can't wait because I'm going to be there as well. Obviously, I'm going to go and watch the show. I'm not going to be on stage, unfortunately. I can keep, you know, wishing and hoping and putting it out of the spirit that I want to work with these two guys. And it's for the 27th of September. Okay, so I've got 6 pairs of tickets to give away to Derek Acora and Colin Fry show. I think it's Psychic Science. I haven't had that confirmed yet, but I think it's part of that show. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic show, and well worth listening to. But I'll tell you, I'm really excited by it. And also, on the 18th of next month, I have my own show in Cardiff at the Best Western Plus Maldron Hotel. Tickets are still available. All the tickets are, you can buy tickets through my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. You should know it off by heart by now. Or you can even buy them through Facebook. If you go to the International Medium Nick Humphreys page, there is a ticket button there, and you can buy your tickets from that. So I'm just going to check. So I have been putting out to people about gaining contact with me, and is there any questions that they want answered or anything like that. I'm just checking my emails as we speak. But what I wanted to talk to you very briefly about, before I do go to the first track of the evening and then move on to the readings, is about how things happen for particular reasons. I've just seen a really stupid picture of a dog on screen. He looks really cute. This, for example, okay, I was booked in to do the Bridge Radio as a guest in Stourbridge on Sunday. And we were in Cardiff on the Saturday, and putting up posters and leaflets and so on. And then on the Sunday we got ready to get in the car and go up to Stourbridge. We turn the ignition on. We set off down the M4. And we literally got probably about a good 45 minutes to an hour into the journey, and this little light came on the dashboard. And I was like, "What's that? You know, what's that?" And then this other little light came on the dashboard. I went, "This doesn't look good." And these little lights started to flash, and I'm like, "This doesn't definitely doesn't look good." But and I said, "Well, what do? Do we go the rest of the journey to Stourbridge, do the show, and then risk the car coming back the full journey, or do we just turn back now and rebook this, you know, the studio to go on to our my lovely friend's radio show?" Obviously, you've heard of her before as well, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. So we had to take decisive action and turn the car around, unfortunately. And I was so annoyed. I was steaming all the way home because I was really looking forward to not just being on the show, but seeing my friends up there and going out for a meal and so on, catching up on gossip and all sorts. So we decided to turn the car around. We came home and I slumped through the door and sat on the sofa, and I was like, just leave me alone mood. And but then about an hour, 2 hours later, I got this message through Facebook from a lovely lady in the States called Christine Matthews. Now, I've been a guest on her show before, saying, "I'd like to invite you onto the show tonight if you're not doing anything." And I said, "You know, I think I might just do that." I wasn't in the mood to do it, but I thought, you know, I might just do that. You know, and the show started at 10 o'clock, finished at about 12 a.m. You know, in the morning. I thought, yeah, okay, you know, I will do it. So there's always a reason why some things happen, but they always don't present themselves until a later time. And we have to be patient. So there's me sitting there all crumpled-faced and moody and, not very happy on the sofa. I mean, really, I should have been thinking, well, actually, do you know what? Something better is, well, not something better is going to happen, but something else is going to happen to fill that space. So, hang on a second, I'm being spoken to. And that's what my wife said to me. That's what Helen said to me. Yes, but, sometimes even mediums sometimes disbelieve it, and go, yeah, right, whatever. Okay, but we really, truly do have to believe that if something happens, good or bad, it's for a particular reason. And you know what? I had a whale of a time on that radio station. Got talking to another medium on there, also in the States, called Scott Angel. And really nice guy. And I was fascinated by the way that he works. And actually, Scott is going to be a guest on my show next week. So he's got a fantastic way of working with spirit and his mediumship. I was quite taken in by it. And then from this, then I had a permanent invite from Christine Matthews to be a permanent fixture on her Sunday show, which is great. Fantastic. And isn't it amazing how spirit work? They definitely step in at the right time and when they're supposed to. That's all I can say, okay, about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. So just if anything happens to you, just think of it as either a positive, which you should do. You should always look at things as a positive. There's always a positive coming out of a negative, okay? It's like a Duracell battery, okay? Right, so the numbers that you need to ring, okay, are for the US, 760-283-4611. Everywhere else, remember it's a chargeable number, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or you can Skype at www.blogtalkradio, .com/MikeSpiritFM. I'm Nick Humphreys, I'm your host for the next, I don't know, hour and 50 minutes maybe. And you can get me at www.nick-humphreys.com. Come on, guys. If you do go to the International Medium page, okay, do me a favour. Before you leave the page, can you click on that little like button? Because I just like seeing the numbers grow a little bit on there. And I know is the radio, not being an FM radio station, but being an internet blog talk radio station, okay, I'm always, and you'll hear it in my voice every time that I link to somebody. Whether they're being in India, because we've had somebody from India before, and Australia, Canada, New Zealand, America, obviously. I've even had Ireland as well. It's just amazing how technology has enabled us to reach out to those further afield from our very own shores. And I love it. And I think, actually spirit are really happy with that idea as well, that we can do this, because it proves that spirit is a universal energy, okay? Because I'm standing here in what I class as my studio, okay? And spirit are coming forward to people that are across the pond, the other side of the world. I just find it amazing. But we have to be obviously patient, because they're taking time to come through. This is why I spend about 15 minutes talking, because spirit know that I'm working tonight. Spirit know that I'm here ready to work for you. But yet we don't know who's on the line, do we? We don't know who's going to be phoning up. Spirits may know, and they're probably on their journey here to talk to us. So the competition again. Okay, we'll start from next week. 6 pairs of tickets to go and see the great Derek Acora and Colin Fry, 2 of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. If Ralph Keaton was on stage, it would just be the best, okay? Because it would be all 3 of them in one great room, okay, and just be fantastic energy. So what we're going to do is, cause it's 15:15 now, we're going to go to, I'm just going to check my messages again. Okay, so I'm just checking my emails just to make sure that there's not a subject that somebody has messaged me with, hey, how about talking about this, or what's your theory on this? this is what people should be phoning in for or messaging me. Is there a theory that you want to listen to or hear or a bit of philosophy or something like that? So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the first track of the evening. I can't remember what it's called. I think it might be George Michael, I think. No, maybe not. But anyway, we're going to go to the first track of the evening. I'm going to go and get a drink, and I'll be back within, 3-4 minutes? Speak to you soon. Well, there you go, George Michael for you. Hey, God, just a bit of classic. I love a bit of George. So, not that I love a bit of George. I love a bit of George Michael, that is. His music. Okay. Shovel, big hole. So, right. So, just briefly, just to remind you of the numbers once again. You should know these by now, okay? US, 760-283-4611. For the UK, 001. 760-283-4611 or Blog Talk, okay, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. There you go, I nearly forgot myself. Ah, dear. So, I just checked my messages. There's no messages on there. But there's some great, you know, these little captions that come on there. Some of them are really, like, spiritually uplifting. And it made me think, just before I go to the readers, okay, about now, I like watching, okay, The Walking Dead, okay. Ooh, The Walking Dead. But Helen hates zombies, right? And she always asks me, like, how can you watch zombies? Isn't that like against what you believe in? I'm like, well, you know, my answer really, and I was thinking about this this afternoon, and my answer to it is, it's a spiritually uplifting program, if you think about it, because these people are in their bodies, and it's a turmoil. So they're actually releasing their spirit. Okay, this really questionable look now. but it's a really great program. It's a bit of fun, that's all. Anyway, so let's go to the callers before I shoot myself in the foot. Right, so let me just go back on this and see if I can find out who the first caller is. Blah blah blah. Bear with me for a second. I'm just clicking away here just to see who. Maybe my producer could tell me if I've got a caller. Hello, producer. Have I got a caller? Hang on. He's typing away. Right. Okay. First caller is. See, he's live. Nothing better than a live show. Okay. Rosemary. Hello, Rosemary, are you there?
Yes, I am. I want to tell you that I listened to your show last week, and I've never heard you before, and I just thought you rocked, and I was determined to, so I'm the first one. I'm so happy. I wanted to be the first one to talk to you today. I think it's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much for that feedback and that compliment. That's really great of you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. I hope I live up to the standards now. So how can I help you?
I just wondered if you had any messages for spirit. I mean, of course, you know, it's nice to know what's coming up, or, you know, especially for next year for me. But, you know, if any of my relatives that are passed over would be nice, or whomsoever knows me that comes to talk, because I know you don't always have a choice as whoever decides to step forward. So
you're right, we don't. Let me see what I'm getting, because as you're speaking, I've got a gentleman coming into my space here, okay? And it's just what he's saying to me before I try and find out who he is. He's saying to me that life next year for you is going to be really busy, okay? Thank you. He's just saying to me it's like the calm before the storm for you. So you'd understand that the last 2 months have been a little bit quiet around you. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is supposed to be your time for a bit of rest, he's saying to me, okay? Would you understand? Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does, because sometimes I get a little bored. The summertime is a little quieter for me than the rest of the year, and it's sort of boring almost. So, yes, I understand that.
Enjoy it while it lasts, sweetie, because he's saying next year is going to be busy. Actually, it starts this year from November, he's just said to me. Oh, from November onwards, it's going to be really crazy. I don't want to make it sound stereotypical of what he looks like, okay? But this gentleman's coming forward, and he would have worn, I think you have the same name for him, but it looks like he's wearing a pair of dungarees or overalls of some sort. You'd understand this with this gentleman, okay? He's also given me a name of Dave. Now, I don't normally work with names, okay, but he's given me the name of Dave, but I'm not sure if that's actually him or he's linked to a Dave. Thank you. Give me again. Okay. Sweetheart, I want to take your attention to a gentleman in spirit that may have been classed as a brother or a brother, okay, or somebody like a brother to you. So he just said to me, brother, but on Dad's side of the family. Would you understand this connection?
Yeah, it's my father's brother.
Right, okay. Was the name correct? Because he said Dave. I'm not sure if Dave is connected to him or...
Dave is connected to him. As far as I know, my father's brother David hasn't passed yet. But God, I don't know. I'm from England. I talk to my parents every week. But as far as I know, my father's other brother hasn't passed yet. But he has.
No.
What he's doing there is he's
giving you a link. So he's telling me that he's connected to a Dave that you would know of. Okay. That's the link in there. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, what's that then? Okay, right. I'll tell you what he's showing me, okay? He's just showing me, it's almost like a school bus or a bus of some sort. So he's telling me, actually, thank you, a coach trip. So either there's a coach trip or you're planning a vacation of some sort. You understand this?
No, I'm not really planning a vacation. I'm hoping my parents will come here at Christmas. I don't know if they will because they're not at the best health. But, I could well be going getting on a coach somewhere. I mean, God knows my life's been like the carnival. So,
right.
Yeah.
Let me work with it a little bit more because he's showing me a little bit more, okay? So I just want to make sure that it's what I'm saying is correct, okay? Do you know in America, obviously, you've got those yellow school coaches or buses, you call them, don't you?
Yeah.
He's showing me that for some reason. So, okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. Right, okay. I'm going to stick with the first thing I said about a vacation or some sort of trip, but also on top of it, because now it's developed into this school coach or bus, okay? He's now saying that actually there's an element here of learning. So you're having to relearn certain things. You'd understand this?
Is it a spiritual learning? Is it something? Is it spiritual as rather than actual?
I would say, from what he's saying to me, it's actually about relearning about yourself, about your pathway. So, yes, you could put that into the brackets of spirituality or spiritual side, but he is talking about refinding yourself, about relearning about yourself. Okay, he's just giving me something else as well. Hang on, I just want to make sure. What's that then? Can you give it to me again? Okay, as I've asked him, you know, what he's talking about, okay, he's given me some sort of discomfort, okay, and I have to be quite precise because of the area that he's given it to me. He's given it to me now my belly area, but slightly to the left of the navel, okay, and it feels very, very tight and very uncomfortable. I don't want to put this with him. What he's saying to me is that you've had a problem here. Would you understand this?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
He's also telling me about a shooting pain going down your left leg. You'd understand this as well.
I don't have that anymore. You know, I used to stand a lot on concrete. I did some promo work a long time ago, and it really did a number on my legs. And that I don't have anymore. It's just like I couldn't do that. I was just standing too long on concrete.
Okay, but he's definitely making me more aware of this discomfort. I tell you, it's not like a pain. It's just like a discomfort. Like I don't know. It's just a discomfort. That's the only thing I could say. So you still have this discomfort?
No, I don't have that anymore. But I've had an upset stomach recently. But it's because I've been overtired. And I'm working too much. I just really wanted to. Can you ask him one thing before I let you go? Because I know that you're busy here. Does he see me moving out of state next year?
Right, I'm just asking him. So I know I've gone silent. I'm just asking him. Kid, you heard the question. Okay. Now I can't remember where, or I don't think you said where you are. So don't tell me. Okay. Okay. Do you know, I keep hearing the word Arizona or Arizona. Yeah, it's definitely Arizona. So I don't know where you are and where Arizona is from you, but he keeps saying or talking about Arizona. Would that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I've been talking to a friend from Arizona, but that's not where I intended to go. I'm in Florida here, but okay, that's fine.
So I think the answer there would be there will be some kind of move. Actually, it could be even the fact. Now you have to think outside of the box sometimes. Okay, it could be the fact that you could be going to Arizona for a trip. And I remember what I said about the trip. Okay, or a vacation. So you could be going there for a short period, you know, a weekend or whatever it is you're going to do.
Yeah.
But there is definitely a feel of a move out of state for you as well, because he's given me Arizona, which is out of state of wherever you are. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sweetheart, just before you do go, okay, I want to give you this message of we love you. Okay, and you would understand this would be coming from parents in the spirit world as well. You'd understand this.
It'd be my grandparents or, you know,
yep.
and my dogs that have passed over.
Okay. But yep. It's definitely coming from a parent feel, okay? So it's all I've been given so far, a parent feel. Okay, so yes, you could take it as grandparents, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, if that's okay for you.
Yes, it is. And please give out your website and stuff again. But I did hear that at the beginning. But I tried to find you last week, and I didn't know that it was international, you know, medium. I was just putting in your name, Nick Humphreys, and nothing came up just under your name, because I was trying to contact you maybe on Facebook for a reading or something, and I couldn't get it. So it's kind of important to have the whole thing just... It just doesn't work with just your name.
Okay. I shall do that after this call. Not a problem.
Thank you so much. And
you're
I enjoyed
welcome,
it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. If you want to listen to this again, just so you can get clarification of what I've been saying, just go to the archives of mikespirit.fm, okay? It's not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, lovely Rosemary. And what a compliment. So just for Rosemary and everybody else, that go and grab a pen quick. I'll say this really slowly for you, okay? You can catch me in various places. My website, my own personal website, is www.nick-, which is a little minus sign, Humphreys, HUMPHREES.com. That's my website. You can also get me on Facebook, okay? At International Medium Nick Humphreys. Okay, and you can like the page, and if you like the page, I will friend request you, or you can friend request me if you find the Nick Humphreys page. So I've obviously got my personal one, I've got my International Medium one. My personal one has got a picture of myself and the great Derek Okora standing together. Obviously, if you're in the States, you may not know who Derek Okora is, but he's a fantastic British medium over here. So again, my website is www.nick-humphreys.com. Again, I will say that again later in the show as well. So let's go to the next caller, which is the next caller. La 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 la. Actually, do you know what? I'm going to check my emails. Hello, next caller.
Hello, my name is Pam.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. And where are you calling from?
I'm from St. Pete, Florida.
St. where, sorry?
St. Pete. St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, Petersburg. Oh, right. Cool. Excellent. Superb. And how can we try and help you today? How can we link in for you?
I was just wondering if you might hear something from the spirits.
From the spirits. Okay. Let me just open up a little bit more and ask them to stand in a bit closer. Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand there's a trust issue around you at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being told this is on two aspects, okay? That A, you need to trust yourself more. You'd understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a trust element around somebody else that's connected to you. You'd understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. I'm also being told, actually, what you need to do is trust your gut instinct. Okay, that's the first, that's the real main thing that I'm being told for you at the moment, okay? Thank you, Sarah. And I'm being told this by a lovely, lovely lady, very, very gentle lady that's in the spirit world, okay? Okay. So, yeah, I want to say this as well. The lady that's coming forward, she's actually dressed in, looks like a nightgown or a nightdress. Okay?
It's probably my grandmother.
Have you got a TV or something in the background?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting a lot of feedback, and right, thank you very much. So this lovely lady's coming forward. Okay, she's dressed. Okay, thank you. And the reason she's showing me a nightgown, okay, because normally they come through quite well dressed. Okay, is that she's telling me that she passed over whilst wearing this. Okay, thank you. She told me that she passed over in her sleep wearing this as well. Okay, so obviously while she's wearing it. So you would understand that to be...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And she's also telling me that there were comments made about not the way that she looked, but the expression on her face. Because she's telling me that she had a smile on her face when she passed. I don't know if you'd be able to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay. And this lovely lady, okay, it's really weird because when I talk about energy... I slow down depending on the energy. So her energy is really gentle. So my walking is turned into a softer walk rather than a hard walk or a fast walk. And this is how she would have been. She would have just been a gentle lady. Thank you. Okay. And she would have just taken her time with things. This is what she's telling me. But she's telling me about you that you need to trust your gut instinct. Okay, thank you. She's also telling me that something... hasn't quite worked out the way it should be. Now, she's not being specific because it's quite private, but you'd understand what she means by this. Something has not worked out how
yes,
it is.
Yes, I do.
Okay. 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 Okay, thank you. And also, she's just talking to me about work very briefly. She just said, I just need to tap onto work for a second because there's also a change in work, like the format or something like that has changed at work. You'd understand this?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, right. Would you understand work come to an end? Would that make any sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Okay, thank you. She's just saying to me, yeah, work has come to an end. Don't worry, because brighter days are ahead, okay? Okay, thank you. Right, she's just showing me. Hang on, I need to ask her why she's like that. Right. She's showing me a camera for some reason. Okay. And she's given me the impression of snapshots. So I don't know if you're into photography or... I don't know what... Okay. Oh, okay. I'll get you... Okay, I understand. She's showing me a collage, okay? So it's a collage of stuff, okay? So it's like you're trying to either look into too much stuff or do too much stuff. And you need to prioritise what you want to do, if that makes any sense to you.
Yes, it would.
Okay. She's also, again, she's given me a name. I don't say it every time. I don't normally work with names, but I seem to be doing more and more. Listen, she's given me the name of Doreen, or it sounds like Doreen. She would have been connected to a Doreen. I don't feel it's her name, but she's telling me she would have been connected to it. So I just want to get a clarification. Is it Doreen? Yeah, Doreen. You understand the name Doreen?
Yeah, just... I don't know who that is.
I have to give it to you anyway, because I'll always give you 100%
okay.
of what they're saying to me, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. And she's also given me a set of keys, okay? She's given me a set of keys, and it's almost like a change of doors or a change of locks.
Mm-hmm.
So either you're... and to move away from your property or
yes.
have a new property or you're
yes.
trying to keep somebody or something like that, but there's a new change in environment or living environment for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in process now, she's telling me as well. You'd understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I think the main thing here for you, okay, is that you need to trust your gut instinct. Okay, thank you. telling me it hasn't let you down before, your gut instinct. You've been pretty spot on with when you get a particular feeling. You understand? I'm also being told about not I wouldn't say children, they are children, but I wouldn't say they're more teenagers around you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And they're quite busy as well. And okay, thank you. I'm being told that there's something going on where I've not that you're trying to hide it from them, but that what I'm being told is that they are aware of what's going on. If that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also being told as well, one of the teenagers, or I think there's like two teenagers, it's what I'm being seen or shown, okay, is one's a girl. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Because what this lovely lady is saying to me is that it's like she wants you to talk to her about stuff, if that makes any sense, okay? It's almost like she's, I am aware, of what's going on. Please just talk to me so we can talk about it. Okay. Because it's been, thank you, she's just saying there's been quite a lot of upset as well around this as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But you need to talk, okay? I'm right in saying there's two teenagers. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
And the other one is a man, a boy, a gentleman. Yeah?
Yes.
Because he's more of the placid one. He's more of the one of, like, I know what's going on. Just sort it out. That sort of person. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. It's not that he doesn't care. He just wants it sorted. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Right. Okay. I want to give you the month of June. Okay. I know obviously June's gone, but the month of June, she's telling me, it was quite an important month. Either a celebration of some sort, or it could be a passing, birthday, wedding, anniversary, anything like that. Okay,
I have no idea.
Okay. But she's talking about June is... Okay, thank you. June is... important, she's saying. So it's something you either have to listen back to or ask family members what it is, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a great night. And yourself, okay? If you want to listen back to the reading, obviously go to the archives of mikespirit.fm and you can listen to it over and over again if you wish, okay?
Okay, thank you, and have a great night.
Thank you. Bye. So the wonderful world of spirit. Do you know, I say it every day, okay? I wake up, I nearly say it every day, but I do absolutely love my job. I have the greatest job on the earth. I really do. I love it to bits. I'll let you into a little secret, okay? This is not a high-paid job, okay? This is not a get-rich-quick scheme, okay? This is a job that is out of pure love for you guys, okay, to be able to love the love of the connection to the spirit world. I don't charge for these readings. These readings are free, okay? But yet, the radio program that I am on, okay, I pay for, okay? So that's how it goes, okay? It's pure love for my job that I do this. Okay, so... Right, so I'm just... Oh, hang on, somebody messaged me. Sorry to interrupt. Thank you very much, Mystic. obviously, I've got some listeners there that are friends already on Facebook and through my website. Thank you, Mystic. It's lovely for you to say that. So we're going to go to... what is it now? It's quarter two. So let's... What do we do? What should we do? I'll tell you what, I'll give out these numbers again. I know you don't need them, okay? USA, 760-283-4611. Everywhere else, it's 001-760-283-4611. If I am talking too fast, okay, listen back in the archives. It's all on there. You can slow it down, everything. Okay, my website, most important of all, it's www.nick-humphreys.com. If you do fancy a private reading, a private sitting with me, okay, I am available. You don't have to be in the same country. I can do it via Skype, okay? We could do it by a video link. It's easy and it works, okay? But if you do fancy that one-on-one, obviously I can just do that for you. It's not a problem. Go through my website, message me. We can set up a time and a day. It's not a problem, okay? And if you feel that maybe you want to go along to the show, please do. All the tickets are available on the website. And so anyway, let's crack on, shall we? Let's do another reading. I don't know. I'm not being told. I believe I've got a caller. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, next caller. Are you there? No, maybe we haven't got a next caller. So what we do then I'm just double checking. See, the good thing about live programs. So, that's Jeremy Cole. So, right. I just want to make sure that I haven't got any more callers at the moment. Is that correct? So, anyway, let's go to the next track then. And obviously, I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host and medium for the next hour and 15 minutes. We are to another track. I'm going to go and get that drink that I didn't get last time. And I will be back shortly, hopefully with more callers. If you do feel like you want to ask me a question, you know, or have a bit of philosophy or an understanding of something, please get in contact. I am here. Just for you, for your entertainment. Okay, so just get in contact and I shall speak to you shortly.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Yeah. You have 12 callers. 12 callers. Yeah.
I've got 12 callers. There you go, everybody. You can. This is my producer for the evening. This is Ken. I've got 12 callers, apparently. Okay, well, let's go to the next caller then.
Okay, that would be Valerie.
Valerie, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Valerie, are you there? Hello, Valerie. Maybe not. Led Zeppelin song comes into mind. Communication breakdown. Oh, well. Let's go to the next caller then, please, Ken. If we can have the next caller, because Val is not answering. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello, I'm here, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can I take your name, please?
My name's Jolina.
Jolina?
Yes.
Hi, Jolina, and where are you calling from? I'm very well, thank
you. I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque? I suppose you hear that one all the time, don't you? Great, Albuquerque. I've never had anybody from Albuquerque before, so welcome. How can we help you?
I'm just calling in. It's my first time at your show, you know, hearing your show. It was great, yeah. I guess whatever the spirits guide or whatever comes through, you know, I'll let you tell me what you're hearing.
Okay. Let's just see. Okay, let's have a look. Yep, okay. Okay. Sweetheart, I just want to clarify something with you, okay? Okay, thank you. Right. I've got a gentleman coming forward for you, okay? He's not telling me who he is just yet, but he's talking about a passing that was recent. You understand this?
What was it?
A passing that was recent.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. This gentleman is, I want to say, he's actually of average height, probably about 5'7", about the same height as me. Slender build, not too athletic. just average build gentleman, okay? But really nice guy. He's got a real gentle face to him. Okay, thank you. And he's the one coming forward, and he's just saying to me about the fact that there was a passing recently, okay? Okay. And this gentleman is actually presenting... Can I ask... Are you mum and dad's side of the family? Okay. I want to give you dad's side of the family. Now, I do feel actually this is probably... I'm getting a father feel with this person. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But also, he's saying about mum is here as well. He's saying mum is here as well. You'd understand that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. He's just saying to me that he went first, mum went after. You'd understand that?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, okay, thank you. But also he's saying as well, just to clarify, he's saying, you know, I went first and then mum went after, but there wasn't that long a period between the two. You'd understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If there's anything I'm saying that doesn't make sense or you don't agree with, just say, okay, and then I can get clarification. Okay, thank you.
I have a brother-in-law that just passed away recently, last year.
You have what, sorry?
My brother-in-law passed away last year.
Okay, bless. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. They're talking about a sister. You understand about a sister?
A sister? I'm not sure.
I just want to get clarified what they mean. What do you mean? What do you mean, sister? Oh, okay. Okay. Would there be a church link here? Because he's talking about a sister as in somebody would have been in the church environment. You'd understand this?
I'm not really understanding it. Not really.
Okay. This might be something that you need to look at. Okay, because they're talking about... And the reason I'm saying it, and I always say to people, I will give you... everything that Spirit give me, okay? Because it's not up to me, to, okay? But they give me a church feel with the sister. So being a sister of habit or, you know, that would have been of that that sort of area, that sort of space, that she would have spent time in a church, okay? Okay, thank you. But on... Oh, okay, right, okay. But I want to also link it to maybe medical as well, because I'm being told a sister, medical, church. So there would have been this sort of link between the two. Okay,
uh-huh.
So this is something you'll need to look up. Okay, thank you. Once again. Okay, and also, as I keep asking to draw a little bit closer to me, they're also giving me a pain down my right-hand side at my back, okay? So on my back, right-hand side, around the kidney area, I feel as well, okay? So I don't know if you've been having problems around that area. Do you understand this?
Okay. Is it me, though, that's having that problem?
Well, they're giving me that impression. So either there was one of these lovely people in spirit had that problem, or they're giving it for you, that you've had this pain recently.
Okay. I could not recall at the moment, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm being told kidney stone, okay? So somebody here would have had a kidney stone. I'm not saying it was part of their passing, but they're just, what they're doing is they're giving you just evidence, okay? So let me move on, okay? Because what you can do is you can always keep this archive as well. Okay, right. So give me a bit more. Okay. Right, okay. Okay. They're also just saying to me, okay, and I want more clarification from them, not you, obviously, okay? They're talking about an answer. You've been looking for an answer, or you've been waiting for something to happen. You'd understand this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Right, okay, thank you. And what they're saying to me, it's coming in paper form. So you're waiting for something to come forward, but it would be in paper form. You'd understand this?
Paper form, you said?
Yeah. So it could be like a letter or something like that. So it'll come to you in paper. So the answer will come to you in paper. You'd understand this?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. I'm also being told as well that do you take long walks? I've been told about long walks. What's that then? I have to give it to you. They're saying to me, she goes on long walks. Long walks. You understand this?
Long what?
Walks. You go for a walk.
Okay. Keep going, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, for what? Right. Okay. Okay. Right. I'm just being told something else, and just want clarification, because they're saying to me for you to look out for something. I can't hear what they're saying. So look out for what? Okay. Okay, right. I'm being told it sounded like cherry, and I had to get clarification. But look out for a Jerry. Jerry? You understand?
Okay.
Okay. You have to look out for a Jerry, okay? More of a, it's going to be like a friendship type thing, okay? Jerry.
Uh-huh.
This is really bizarre, okay? But I can only give you what I'm being told. Jerry, okay, is something to do with flowers, okay? Flowers. Either he will be presenting you with flowers or there will be flowers involved, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll be honest, I don't understand where they're going with that, but I can only give you what they're saying to me, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right, give me a bit more then. Okay. Right, I'll tell you what I'm doing, okay? I am pacing up and down here, okay? I'm asking them to build up the energy for me, because what they're giving me the impression of is, you know I said about long walks, that you go on long walks, okay? But they're telling me to do the long walks, okay, is that there's tiredness. So they're telling me that actually you've been quite tired recently as well. You'd understand this?
Uh-huh. Recently, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, have you been having dizzy spells as well? Because it's making me feel a bit dizzy.
Yes, very dizzy. Yeah, just not enough time. I wanted to do a lot of papers, legal stuff that I need to finish. It's just not enough time.
Okay, I just want to correct you, okay? I said the word dizzy, not busy, okay? But it could be the same thing, because I'm being told the word dizzy. So it could be the fact that actually you're doing too much and making you feel dizzy, or it's, you know, things that are making you know, I don't know how to express. Okay. Okay, thank you. Because I'm being told that you need to slow down a little here, okay? Okay. All I can say is I'm being told that you need to slow down a little. It may seem like the craziest of ideas, okay, but they're saying to me that things will just start to fall into place, okay?
Okay.
August is quite an important month as well, they're saying. August, so it could be an anniversary party, a parting or something like that that's going on or has happened, a birthday, for example, or a celebration. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. And then it also given me December into January. So on the cusp of December to January, there is something important. Okay. Again, it could be a celebration, but something else could be around that sort of time, if you understand what they mean by that.
Celebration around December, January. Okay.
Yeah, obviously I know we've got Christmas and New Year, but it's apart from that. Okay.
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 Right.
Let me see if they've got one more thing for you before we move on. Have you got anything else we are? Okay. Okay. They're just saying for me to tell you to take care. Okay, take care. More of your health. It's like they're telling me that you haven't been taking care of yourself. You'd understand this?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
So you need to take care. And as I'm saying that, they are backing away, okay? So I will leave it. So please just take care of yourself. Don't rush around trying to do all this stuff, because if you take time and have patience, things will just start to slot into place, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. And they're just going off now, okay? And they're just saying, just take care, and with our love as well, okay? Because there's quite a few in the spirit world there for you, okay? You'd understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
I can ask you like a one quick last question about my ex-husband. We have some legal battle here. Is he going to leave me alone? I mean, it's just a never-ending situation with him.
Okay, let me ask him. Let me call him back. Hang on, see if he's got anything to say. Can you give me anything on that? Right, okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. What I'm being told is that things aren't being seen eye to eye. You're not seeing eye to eye on certain things. Okay? Okay, thank you. And what they give me an impression of two snarling dogs, okay, with a bit of rope between them, and they're both pulling and fraying, you know, to and fro, okay, because one of them will not let go. You'd understand this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And it's like, they tell me, it's like a tug of war, okay? Someone has to let go. Someone will just have to let go. Okay. But I'm being told that he's quite stubborn, and I hope you don't mind me saying, but I'm also being told that sometimes you can be a little bit stubborn too. You'd understand this.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. I have to say this, okay, and I'll say this on the last passing thing, okay, that some things are just not worth fighting for. Okay, some things are just materialistic, okay, and that we can just either do without or we can just buy them again, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm being told that some of this stuff is over material stuff. You'd understand this.
Exactly, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Is he going to back off?
The answer to your question, okay, and it's a long-winded answer, is he going to back off? If one of you decides to let go, he will back off, okay? So whoever that is going to be, if you continue to pursue over the materialistic things that you can replace, okay, then probably not, okay? Because he wants, well, I don't know, you both have as much right to it as each other, but one of you has got to let go. Okay, thank you. I'm being told 6 months here, okay? So things will start to die out over 6 months, okay? So you're looking at next year now, okay? Beginning part of next year.
That sounds really good.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Nick. I do appreciate your, you know,
if
all
you want to listen back. Okay, if you want to listen back to the reading, just go to the archive on mikespirit.fm. And it'll be there for you, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. So, hi, take care. So, right, guys, it's now just past 10 o'clock, so I'm your host for the next hour. I'll be doing more readings. I want to go to this track now, this music. I desperately need to have a drink, and so I'm just being given the go-ahead that my drink's ready for me. Thank you very much. And obviously, I will come back then and do more readings for you. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Thank you.
Oops, I missed the cue. Well, that was the Specials and the Gangsters. Fantastic track. So the numbers you need to call for the next hour, because I am Nick Humphries, I am your medium, your host for the next hour. Do I really need to give them out again? 760-283-4611 or 00001-760-283-4611. Obviously, my website, which I will say a little bit slower, www.nick-humphries.com. Okay? Or you can get me on Facebook. Friend request me, like my page, whatever you like. Just get in contact with me, say hello, and I will answer back to you. Okay? It's not a problem. So, as I said before, I've got a guest next week, the lovely Scott Angel, great guy. And the week after that, I have another guest, a very good friend of mine. He's not going to be doing any readings, but he'll be coming on and be talking about what he does, something that we're planning to do together as well. And I'm just being messaged now. So not next week, the week after, I have the lovely Chris Conway coming on, a very good friend. And so exciting times. And I'm hoping a certain person is listening, okay? So I'd love them to come on and talk to me about next year's event, which is Psychic Rendezvous. All these plans up ahead for obviously stuff that we're booking for next year now. Just really exciting times. And yeah, just keep listening. So let's go back to the phone lines and see who we've got. Now, I don't think there's anybody called Al Capone's Guns Don't Argue, because I think that's the wording for the last track. So area code 803. Let's go to you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Nick. How are you? Well, I know you're probably doing good today.
Yeah, I'm doing good, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay, cool. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I was calling with a question. I had a reading from someone not too long ago, and they had said that when my dad was coming through in spirit, he was warning me of someone, and it's been bothering me because that was pretty much it, and I'm just trying to get some clarity on that, wondering, you know, if it's a neighbor or if there's some crazy, you know, psycho person that lives in my area. I didn't know if maybe you can get insight.
It wasn't me that gave you the reading, was it?
No.
So your dad came through and said he was warning you about somebody, but they never clarified who or what or why.
No, exactly, and it kept me hanging, and I don't know if it's for me or if it, sometimes I know messages could be for a family member, if it could be for my mom, and we don't really, besides family, I'm friendly with a few neighbors, but I don't have a big, you know, social friendly thing. I am a family person, so I'm home with my kids, so I was trying to get clarity on that and wonder who it could be.
Okay. What I will say first and foremost, okay, is as a medium, as a professional, okay, I think it's highly wrong that sometimes people get readings like this, because readings are supposed to be about giving you comfort, okay, giving you messages of peace and evidence of loved ones' survival in the spirit world. They're not meant to be given to you to put fear in you or scare you and worry you about certain things that might happen to you, because we don't know that, because there are certain things, elements that come into play, like free will. Okay.
Right.
So first and foremost, I think that was quite poor. Okay. I don't know who that reader was. I don't want to know. Okay. But I'll see what I can get. I'm not going to say I'm going to get clarity on what your father was saying, because he may not even come through this evening. So, okay. Thank you. Right. I'm asking now for spirit to come forward. Okay. See who I've got here. Okay. And who are you? Okay. Right. I have actually got a gentleman here from the spirit world. Okay. I feel like I need to give you a slight description of him first before I tell you who I feel it could be, okay? Because this gentleman's about my height. I'm about 5'8", 5'9", okay? Depends on what heels I'm wearing. No, I'm joking. And he would have been of average weight, but he would have carried just that little bit more, okay? Okay, thank you. He wasn't a big guy. He was just of average build. You understand this?
Yes, there's a few different gentlemen that could fit that description.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay, look. Okay, this gentleman sent me to tell you that he had blue eyes. Okay, he had blue eyes. You'd understand this to be one somebody that's connected to you in the spirit world. I don't feel it's father, okay, but I do feel it's connected to the father's side of the family.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Don't worry, okay? It could be the fact that you might need to talk to somebody about this description, okay? But what I want to say about him is his personality and his persona is actually one that was quite straight. You know, this guy would have been just quite straight with what he, you know, his ideas and the way that he fought. But when you actually got past that, actually he was a real jolly down-to-earth person. But he would have been somebody that you could have relied on their opinion, if that makes any sense. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I do feel probably an uncle feel with this, okay? So an uncle feeling. So I don't know if you have an uncle that's in spirit, but he would have been that sort of person, okay? Can you give me clarification on what's going on? Okay. Right. Okay. I'll be honest, I'm asking, you know, can they give me clarification on what that other person was saying and what your father was trying to pass over, okay, what he was trying to give through. Okay. Right. The only thing I'm getting, okay, is that if it's about a gentleman, the gentleman in question is someone that's actually very close to you, okay, and I want to put this to partner. Okay, so you're with partner at the moment?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay. But I don't feel it's anything horrible or violent or anything like that. It's, I'm just getting clarification as I'm saying my words. I'm getting clarification, so hang on a second. Okay. I'm going to go completely opposite way to what was said before. It's more of a lookout for this person, because this person is, you know, your husband is actually a really nice person, okay? So look out for him. Okay, I'm talking about care. Now, okay, I don't mind if you tell me if I'm wrong here, because I feel that actually your father's values or family values were a little bit old-fashioned, if you understand what I mean, okay? That they would have been a little bit, that he would have gone out to work and the woman would have done homework and stuff like that. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay? And that's what I feel he meant with your husband, to look after your husband and he will look after you. Now, that's very sexist for me to say, I understand that, but this is your father's thinking, the way that he would have been. You'd understand this?
Yes, I understand what you're saying, yes.
Okay. But I want to say, actually, not only is your husband not like that, he is more, okay, he is, okay, thank you. Okay, he's a bit sluggish, okay, I would say, but actually he cares for you and family, and he's actually quite a hard worker. You'd understand this?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Right. And I want to say this as well, okay, and I'm hoping this will bring you just a little bit of peace to your mind, okay, that actually what I'm getting is that your father is looking out for you. I do actually feel like I've maybe got your father here now, because I keep hearing a different voice now, okay? And I'm not seeing him, I'm hearing him, okay? We work in lots of different ways. We have to be in contact with all of our senses at all times, okay? So the first gentleman, mm-hmm. I saw him, he presented, but actually he would have been bringing your father through, okay? Okay, thank you. Wow. Your father's quite a strong man as well, okay? Completely different build to the other person that came through, okay? And he's quite a strong voice. He would have had a real strong voice. You'd understand this.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. It's misconstrued. He's just said it's misconstrued. What I said was misconstrued, okay? A care. I'm looking out for you. Looking out, you know, look out for your husband. Care about the family, and you know. Okay, thank you. Okay, do you know it's more of a pride thing. He's so proud of you. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
He's also talking about kids as well. He's showing me two kids here as well. You understand this?
Yes, I have four of them.
You have four. Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations, well done.
Thank you.
Right. Sweetheart, would you understand, he keeps talking to me about two kids, okay? I feel a boy and a girl, okay? Either they were twins or there is something special about them. You'd understand this?
I'm pretty sure, yes. I think he could, if it's my dad, he's bringing the two. My son Christopher and my brother's daughter are just 3 months apart, and they were very close to my dad. He recently passed, but he would always take them to the park and do all types of different things for them.
Okay, it could be that then. Okay, so that's good. Okay. Okay, I'm just asking if there is any clarification as to what the other person was saying, but all I'm getting is positive here. I'm not like, you know, look out, you know, watch your back or anything like this. It's more of I'm looking out for you, look out for your husband, look out for your family. Okay, thank you. Okay. He's also just saying to me about jobs or work. It's like you're doing two jobs. You'd understand this?
Right now I stay at home with my children.
Okay. No, I have to give you two jobs. Someone around you, or you will be, okay, doing two jobs. So somebody is like doing two jobs. I know,
okay.
having a family and looking after the house, that's two jobs, okay. But this is physical labor. So it's like having to go out, do one job, come home, go out for a couple of hours to do another little job. So look out for this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Also, I'm just being told, okay, that your husband's a little bit, again, like the last caller, your husband is a little bit tired recently. You understand this?
Yes, he has a very active job and works very long hours, so yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of physical labor.
Yeah, this is why you need to look out for him, okay? Care for him, okay? Right, okay. And he also needs to learn or practice how to lift things properly. I'm being told he doesn't lift things properly. And he's sometimes complains about his back. You'd understand
this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's not lifting things correctly. And he needs to be aware of that. Okay, thank you. Okay. Has he actually done something to his back recently? Where there's something to do with the spine, where he's either a slipped disc or something like that. Would you understand this?
He complains that his back hurts, but actually hasn't been to the doctor to have it x-rayed or anything, but it's in that area.
Okay. You need just out of, your for your mind's sake, okay, just ask him to go along to the doctor and just have it checked. Because I feel either there's something to that area. I can't diagnose because I'm not a doctor.
Right.
Okay. But maybe I'm being told about the back where he's not bending properly or lifting things properly, that either he's done something to his back, he just needs to have it checked, okay? So look out for him, okay? That's all that is, and that's all I'm going to say on that matter, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Take the love from both these gentlemen. I know this is your dad. I haven't described him, okay, because I can't really see him because he's just talking to me at the moment, okay? But take the love for the other gentleman as well, this uncle-type person. So this could be like dad's brother or your dad's uncle or anything like that, okay? Thank you. But he's also given me a name of Bill as well, to do with this other gentleman, okay?
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. I'll look into that.
Yeah, look into it. Okay, sweetheart, so just take their love from the spirit world and know that they are always watching and being aware and looking out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Nick. You have a wonderful day.
And yourself, sweetheart. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Do you know, as a medium, you know, and as I said before, as a professional medium, we have no right to talk to anybody about, or say to somebody, do you know what, your nan's going to pass over in 2 weeks' time. We don't get given that information. That's something we don't get told. We have no right to talk to somebody about the fact that, do you know what, we should look out for whoever or whatever it is, because like that poor lady, okay, she's been scared by the fact that, you know, something is either going to rob her or break into her house or do something horrible to her. You don't live your life like that. You should never be able to live your life like that, okay? And that's not what we're here for. We are here to give you unconditional love and guidance from the spirit world, okay? A true medium, okay, or a medium, a good medium, will give you absolutely 100% of everything that they're being told by spirit, because we are the medium. We are that link between the spirit world and you, okay? We have to give it to you. We can't play around that information. If they say baked beans, we give you baked beans. We don't turn it into ice cream, okay? Because you won't understand it, and they'll just get annoyed with me and walk off, okay? So we have to, and this is why I say we always have to give you absolutely everything. Our actions, you know, I said to you before, a lady before, I feel like I'm walking up and down, and my pace has slowed because of a particular reason. So I have to look into everything, what I'm doing. You know, am I twiddling my ring finger? You know, am I scratching my head? Am I holding a certain part of my body as I'm talking to the spirit? Because that's an indication that maybe they would have had a problem, or that was the way that they stood. So it's all of this, okay? And this is something that I teach as well. So again, you know, if you want a private reading, please get in contact, book me in. I'm happy to do so. And if you want to learn, okay, how to open up to the spirit world and learn how to pass on messages, get in contact, because I am still looking into doing this online teaching thing. So, you know, where we can get loads of people and I can talk you through meditations and teach you stuff as well. This is, you know, it's all just ideas and putting it out there to the ether, as we do. So I'm going to take a quick sip of my drink and then we go to another caller. Okay, next caller is... Maybe not. Next caller, hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. And I didn't get an area code or a name for you. So can you give me your name, please?
My name is Veronica.
Veronica, how are you, Veronica?
I'm good. How are you doing? I'm excited.
I can tell. Good. Yeah, really good. Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California. Excuse me while I just take a sip of my drink. Hey, cool. California. Is it nice and hot and sunny there, is it?
Very dry and very hot.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll baggage some of our wet weather over for you, okay? How about that?
Oh, I would love that. I would love it to rain here.
We'd love a bit of sunshine. But I think we've cancelled summer. And therefore, I think we're going to cancel Christmas as well. No, I'm joking. So how can I help you this evening?
I just want to know what you see and what you connect with. I am definitely looking for career information about jobs.
Okay, right, let's see what we've got. Okay, sweetheart, while I'm linking in, okay, I'm being made aware of a lady that's in spirit for you. And she's very quickly just telling me that there's a mum link here as well. You'd understand this. Hello?
Yeah.
You'd understand that?
That she's mumbling?
No, a mum link.
Oh, okay. Yes, I understand.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Would you understand that actually she's quite small?
Yeah.
She's coming forward quite small. Now, she's telling me actually she was a little bit taller, but she would have shrunk towards the end. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I have to say, she's so sweet. She's really, really sweet. She comes through very happily with a beaming smile. But I don't know if I'm being corrected here, but I'm also seeing, another lady that would have been the same height, okay, but she would have had scraggly grey hair. Again, very, very, very nice smile. And I feel this is probably mum's mum, okay, so this is grandmother. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and when I look at her, I do see that she was, how do I say it politely, that there wasn't much left, okay? She was quite skinny. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're here in unison, okay? And I'll tell you, people don't believe me when I say, I feel the power of unconditional love whenever I work with spirit. And these two come through with so much unconditional love. I feel it, and I have to express that to you as well, okay? Because they are beaming, so they're quite happy about things that are going on around you at the moment. But they are also telling me about, I have to give this to as work, okay? But they're also giving me an office environment. You'd understand that you would work in an office environment.
Okay.
Okay. You don't sound too sure. because they're getting, okay.
I work from my house, so I guess, that's kind of an office environment. I have a desk and everything.
Okay. What I will say on this, okay, is that they keep showing me, hang on, I want to get clarification on that. Because they keep showing me a tower block, okay? So like a business tower block. So either it's something to do with corporate, okay, or a large business that you do work for, or you're going to be doing work for. Thank you. I do feel it's external. So either you're going to be doing like some sort of freelance office work or paperwork for these companies or business. Okay, I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. I've also got to give you this as well, because I keep seeing it. I keep asking for confirmation, okay? And I just keep seeing it. But, sweetheart, and I really don't want to bring this up, but I have to, okay? But would there be somewhere within the family that would have been a connection with 9/11? I'm talking, personally about maybe a loss that was due to 9/11. You understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so we are. Because I keep, I said about the tower block, but they keep showing me, as well as a different tower block, they keep showing me the twin towers. Okay, so they're giving me that impression of 9/11. Okay, so. Can you see how it works now? When I said before, I have to give you everything because only you will make sense of it. Okay? Okay. Okay. Right. Again, they keep giving me the fact that there is an office-based work. So, yes, I know you say you work from home, but also... Okay, thank you. Second. Right. Right. Okay. They're just giving me something else, just something very quickly. And it's just basically that... you need to remarket yourself or market yourself differently. Okay, would that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, because they're telling me actually, what is that? They're talking about work is a little bit slow and you need to remarket yourself. Thank you. But also, I'll say this in the politest of ways, that you need to sell yourself to somebody bigger, so a bigger company. If that makes any sense.
Okay.
Okay. Because they're talking to me about cash flow. Because okay, thank you. They're telling me that you keep putting in a lot of money but not getting a lot of money back. You'd understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So you're telling me, and I'm going to take a piece of this pie as well, that you need to think differently about your business plan, okay?
Okay.
Sweetheart, do you understand, this is not somebody that's in spirit world, but I believe somebody on the earth plane with the name of Jody. Jody.
No, I don't. Maybe I'll be coming in contact with them. I've never met a Jody.
Maybe. Maybe, because they just said to me, Jody, very quickly, no explanation of it, they just said Jody. Okay, so it's I believe that actually this is probably somebody on the earth plane that maybe, as you say, you might come in connection with, okay? So, yeah. Right, okay. And also, I know this has nothing to do with work, this is to do with spirit world, okay? You'd understand, because, one of the lovely ladies here, Mum is actually holding a little child in her arms. So you'd understand there's a child that's passed to the spirit world?
Not that I know of, but now that you said Jody, it's probably my Aunt Jody, but she's passed. She passed, I don't know, like 4 years ago.
Okay. Okay.
But
I mean,
children, I have to...
Yeah, I don't want to make anything fit, but obviously they could be just giving you evidence of who they are and their links, okay? But, okay, thank you. Mum is talking to me about this little one, okay? And this little one didn't actually touch the earth plane, okay? So it didn't touch the earth plane before it passed. It just went straight back into spirit world, okay? Something that you need to look up, okay, or look into. She's just saying to me there was a complication. So I don't know if you're going to ever be able to find this out, but maybe Mum lost a child that was never told, or the story was never told. Maybe there's someone in the family who actually knows the history of this. Okay, I'm not saying this is what it is. I'm just giving you an idea. Okay. They're not actually saying. Is there any questions you've got? Because they're not actually saying anything more to me at the moment.
I guess. What about love life?
What about love life? The two old
ones. The one. Right.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Right. All I'm getting, okay, is that do you know you have to be looking to find somebody? If that makes any sense. Personally, I think you should wait and they come to you. But the Mum's saying, actually, you need to go out and have a bit of fun, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I work a lot from the house. I don't really get out.
Yeah. So you've got to be able to, you've got to go out to find out. That's what they're saying. So, but yes, there is, I'm not saying when or who, but I'm just saying that there is somebody there for you, but you need to go out to be able to discover them, okay, or them to discover you. Okay, thank you. Oh, that was quite harsh. Mum said, yeah, there's no use just sitting around the house, you know, you've got to go out and try your luck, basically, is what she's saying. Does that make any sense for you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
All right, thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome. Take the love from these lovely ladies that are in spirit and connected to you, okay? Mum and grandmother, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much for everything. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. So, guys, I'm going to come to another little break, okay? I need to have a drink and check my messages. And I go to the next track. I've been listening to this track over the last, three or four days through my headphones. It's an amazing track. It's by Placebo. And... It's called Bitter End, but it's such a great track. So have a good listen, and I'll speak to you in a minute, and we'll do more readings.
Second time.
I really, I don't know, there's something about that track. It really catches my attention. So, yeah, that's Placebo, Bitter End. Obviously, not very spiritual, because it's about Bitter End and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, this music, you have to listen to the music, listen to just the rhythm, and, oh, it just gets me. I don't know why, just gets me. So, anyway, obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm the host, okay? This is Nick Humphries Medium Show. You got me for the next 20 minutes, okay? But I will say again that obviously, if you do want to have a private reading with me, please just get in contact, and you know we can sort something out for you. Go onto my website www.nick-humphries.com. So you know I help out in all sorts of areas, okay. And also, what I wanted to say is, if there's anybody out there that would like me to be a guest on their show that's listening, okay, or if anybody out there does anything holistically or spiritually that would like to be a guest on my show, again, please get in contact, you know, and I'll put you on the list, and you know we can get together and talk about dates and times and so on. Obviously the date would be a Tuesday and the time would be 9 o'clock, and you know it'd be great, because I want to hear people's different ideas about their philosophies and understandings of how spiritual realms work and how we connect and so on. You know, it's always fascinating, because we are continuously learning more and more from the spirit world. So, I mean, if you take how we've progressed from the 1800s to where we are now, you know, it's I don't know how to explain it. It's just such a great thing to talk about and uplifting and so on. I've got a mad cat chasing my leads here at the moment. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines. And yeah, that was Placebo, and it does play well in an HQ quality. So the next caller is area code 404. Are you there?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Hi. I just want to know, did I have any, like, messages from my grandmother? And something just really bad happened to me. Someone broke into my house, had a key and came in, and I just wanted to know, do you have any information about it?
Okay, I can't always guarantee that I'm going to get the person that you want, okay? But we'll see what happens. Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm
Hello?
Calling from Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we get.
I'm sorry?
So I'm just asking spirit to see what we can get. Okay. Right, thank you. Do you know what I'm being told here, okay, is that you need to look at an ex-boyfriend, okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought when I first came in. He's denying it though. Do they know why he did it?
Okay. I'm asking for clarification here, okay? So don't feel anything danger, okay? Well, all I'm being told is that he came back for something. He came back for something, okay? That's all I keep hearing, okay? Okay. So I don't know if he left an item of belongings there that were his. Okay.
So he had a key.
That's certainly the impression I'm getting, that he's got his own key. So if you haven't, you need to get the locks changed. Okay. So yeah, can I also ask as well? Because say this as well. Okay. This person that's in question, did it sort of end abruptly? Because I'm being told it ended rather abruptly. You understand?
Yeah,
this?
I broke up with him, and couldn't understand why. And the thing about it is, I just wanted to know, was I in danger? And basically, since my grandmother told me she would warn me, but I was in New Jersey, and when I came back home, he took something specific, like a router, because he knows I like the internet. It's so childish. But that's how I realized someone was in my house, because they only took the router.
Right, okay. Right. Okay. So the router is like a drill thing, isn't it? A work tool.
Yeah,
Yeah, to get on the internet wireless, and he broke my modem to the internet.
Oh, okay. Okay, right. Okay, is there any connection here with drugs? Because I'm picking up drugs.
Yeah, I think that's what he started doing after he lost his job.
Because I don't feel that there is any danger. Okay, that's not what I'm here to say or anything. Okay, but I felt that maybe he was coming back for either a stash of something. Okay, because that's all I keep. Thank you. I keep being told. Okay. Right. And I'm also being told this by a lovely lady that is representing herself as a grandmother. So I have to just bear with me a second, and I'll link in to see it. Okay. Thank you. Come forward. Okay. Sweetheart, this lady that's coming forward, she would have been. She would have been of average height. When I say average height, let me start again, because she's actually coming forward and she's quite short, okay, but I want to say about five, when I say quite short, it's about 5'5", okay, you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she would have carried a little bit of weight, do you understand this as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's talking to me about grandmother, okay, grandmother, and she's quite a feisty character as well, you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
This is not, and I'll tell you what I'm doing, okay? I am. Do you know when you're having that sort of girly argument and you wave your finger and your head wobbles? She's saying,
mm-hmm.
I would not put up with any of this nonsense. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And
this
is her attitude. But actually, past that, she's not an aggressive lady, but she was one that would not take no for an answer. Okay, you
mm-hmm.
understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay. Right. She's just talking very personal stuff here, okay? But she's talking about family life. She's telling me that your family life was quite hard. You'd understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay. But she's telling me, actually, you know, through it all, you've grown up to this, you know, this lovely big strong lady, you know, you are a strong lady, you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, okay. And she said to me, I'm so proud of her. Okay. She's coming so close. She's giving me a,
yeah.
Okay.
She told me, like, in a dream that she would warn me about him, because he's like, he sits in front of my house, and then now someone was in my house, and then he denies it, and I just want to know if I know I'm supposed to be moving in 2 weeks. Should I move immediately or?
Well, I don't feel any danger. Okay, I don't feel that within the 2 weeks there will be any trouble. Okay, but there is a change of locks or a change of use or something like that. So you need to change your locks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'm also being told that you're moving slightly out of state. Is that making sense to you? You're moving quite far away.
I'm moving like three cities away. I mean, I'm moving to like to another city in Georgia.
Right. Okay. So you are moving quite away. So, okay. Okay. Right. But also, she's just saying to me, she's like, yes, sir. She's moving. She's got a new job as well. You understand this? There's a new job.
Well, I'm only working part-time. Actually, my hours are decreasing because I'm about to start school full-time, and I was kind of worried about how I was going to have money for school and stuff and work, go to school full-time for my master's.
She's talking about a new job, so there's a new job coming your way.
Okay.
And she's talking about November as well. Not necessarily this is going to be, like, the month to get your new job, but it's November, okay? So either it's an important month for you, so it could be like a birthday, wedding, anniversary, passing, but November was quite important. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that again? Okay, right, thank you. Can you just say it to me again? She just said to me, and yes, sir, July 2? July? So July
is
important.
Oh, yeah, I just got a new car.
Right, okay. Okay, right.
I was so happy about that. But I don't know, something like it was like bad energy around me, and it was a lot of bad stuff that happened to me, like the last couple of days, I just got into an accident with the car. And it's just like been this negativity. Like this whole week I've been in New Jersey, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, it's weird because I don't feel like you're a negative person, okay? Okay. But what I will say is that sometimes fear attracts negativity. So if you're in fear of something, it starts to attract that negativity in, okay? So you need to start being more positive about stuff, okay?
Okay.
And your grandmother's telling me that you need to loosen up, girl. okay? So you need to loosen up.
Okay.
I'm being told it sounds like Daryl. Daryl? So either there's a new man coming in with the name of Daryl, or Daryl is connected to you.
Mhm. I don't know why he named Daryl, but.
No, so look out for this name of Daryl, okay?
Mhm.
Okay. So I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? So I'm going to switch to move on to another reading, okay? But take the love.
Thank you so much. That helped me so much because I was like baffled about my house. Like I was really nervous because I'm like I wasn't sure if the leasing office did it because I was moving. But when I called my ex boyfriend, it sounded like he was smirking because he purposely took the router out of my house.
Oh bless. But yep. Look forward to this move, okay? Because it's gonna do a lot for you as well.
Okay, cool. So well, thank you so much. I would definitely schedule a personal reading. What's your website?
It's www.nick-humphreys.com.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Then take care. So again, once again, we thank the love from the spirit world for coming forward because they're doing such a great job. You know, we don't ever estimate how much of an energy boost they bring to us and that sort of stuff. You know, it's just great. So let's quickly move on to the next caller. If we've got one, let me just check. 8:03, we've got about 5 minutes. We can see if we can squeeze a quick message in for you. Okay, area code 803. Hello?
Hello,
how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
I'm calling from South Carolina, and my name is Chelsea.
Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea. Okay. So what is it you'd like to know or find out?
Well, I was hoping to possibly connect with my father who had passed.
Okay. Bless you,
sweetheart.
Okay. Let me see if I can get your father to come forward for you, okay? Okay. Okay. Chelsea, would you confirm for me that I keep hearing the word school, so either you're at school or you're doing schooling at the moment?
Yeah, I'm in high school right now. I'm finishing it up.
Oh, bless you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So I'm being told the number, okay, a number of years since, I'll start again. I've got a gentleman here, and he's telling me that he passed, it sounds like 2 years or around that sort of time. You understand this?
Well, 2 years. Well, I know that my dad died on the second day of February.
Okay. So he keeps giving me a number two, so, okay, sweetheart. But what I'm going on to say is that he's talking about the fact that it's been quite hard through your schooling. You'd understand this.
Yeah.
Since his passing, it's been really quite hard, which is to be expected, okay? You'd understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what I want to say to you, okay, he's just saying to me, he's so proud, okay? Because not only have you been able to muster up the strength and the courage to carry on, okay, but actually you've been a tower of strength for others around you. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so we are. Okay, in particular, Mum, okay, you'd understand this, in particular, Mum. Okay. Have you got a sibling as well? Because he keeps talking to me about a sibling.
I have I have many siblings.
Okay.
I have two sisters and I have a brother.
Okay. Okay. Because it's like you've stepped up to the plate to sort of take care of things. Does that make any sense to you? It's like, you know, you've had to put aside your emotions and sort of got on with things. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. And he's just saying to me, do you know, Chelsea's so brave. She's just so brave. Obviously, I said she's just so brave. I take it you're female.
Okay, yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to help my mom and stuff.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. He's coming forward as well, and he's saying two things, okay? First of all, he's coming through to say, I'm sorry, okay? And I feel that the sorry is the fact that... Okay, I don't know if I'm getting this wrong, okay, but he's saying about the fact that he wasn't around or he's not around, okay? So he's saying sorry for that sort of situation, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm just asking, he's rambling on. Okay. Right. I get it. I'm just getting an overall power and feeling of proudness, okay? And he's just saying to me that everything you're doing, everything you want is going to come your way, okay? Okay. But also, he's just telling me that his passing was fairly quick as well. You'd understand this?
Yes, he just, one day, we all woke up and he had passed away through... that morning, very quickly.
My heart goes out to you and your family, sweetheart. It really does. Okay. Because he's given me this impression, okay, as well. And he's just saying to me, you know, I will always be there, okay. Okay, thank you. He's just saying to me, it's going to be difficult to understand how. How is he going to be there all the time? How is he going to interact physically? Because obviously he's not going to be able to, but he wants you to know that actually he's going to always be there. Okay. But I tell you, your dad, he is such a wonderful man. Thank you. Would you understand also that he would pass with some sort of chest complaint as well? You'd understand this?
Well...
He's giving me sorry, say again?
I'm not exactly positive about that.
Okay. It's just giving me not a tightness of the chest, but an uncomfortableness around the chest, okay? And it's on the right-hand side. So either there was a part to play with the heart area or something like that, but maybe Mum can help you with this. Okay, thank you. But he's telling me that you need to keep up the good work, okay? Thank you. He's just saying, can you just soldier on because you're doing so, so well, okay? Okay. Thank you. He's just saying to me as well, he knows it's a lot to ask, okay, through the conditions. He knows it's a lot to ask, but it just... Okay, thank you. He can see that you're going to do so well, okay? Is that okay for you, sweetheart? Because I don't want to be rude and cut this off. Because is that okay for you?
Yes, that was great. Thank you.
Sweetheart, please take this, okay? And understand that our loved ones never leave us, okay? And their unconditional love will always touch us whenever we need it and whenever we ask or think of them, okay? Because they will always be close, okay? And to be in your position, I'm also very proud of you, okay? You're doing an incredible job, okay, for yourself and your family, okay? And your dad is just full of love and compassion for you all, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, and he'll never forget you, okay? And he'll always be there for you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
I have to go there, okay?
Okay.
Take care, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bless. Sorry, guys, for everybody that's tried to get through to the show tonight. Obviously, try again next week, and I'll do more readings next week again. Obviously, I've got a competition. Catch me at www.nick-humphreys.com or International Medium, Nick Humphreys on Facebook. Email me at info@nick-humphreys.com. And I have to leave it there, sweethearts. Okay, so speak to you all next week. Love and light to you all, and have a fun time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.